Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18 Hawaii Week Final Judgment Night 1. We have a lot of stuff to go over tonight. I am your girl, Trina Dong, but I can't just be here broadcasting from my bedroom on my own. So we have, of course, the amazing Lisa Macy, who has been a fan since day one. Kelly Clarkson, what's up, Lisa?
Yes, aloha, everyone. I hope you enjoy my foliage, trying to get the feeling that I'm in Hawaii as I'm at home here. So aloha.
We do, obviously. And then we also have our technical music expert, Mr. Hamza Khan. What's up, Hamza?
Aloha, guys. I am social distancing here with the actual panel of America Idol, right? You guys see him behind me? There's Ooh. Katie. Yeah. From Hawaii. So excited to talk about this episode. Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Amazing. Guys, if you didn't notice, Lisa's got the foliage. She's got a flower in her hair. I wore a special scrunchie. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about some people that we were sad that left us, some surprises that we had, and then, of course, our favorites of the night. We have a special segment by Mr. Hamza about what we've all been missing while we've been stuck in quarantine. And we've got a lot of news from Lisa. And then we're going to do some predictions on what we think is going to happen in Hawaii week two. So guys, let's talk about it. Hamza, what are your overall thoughts of the night?
Some really, really good performances. This is one of those nights I disagreed with the judges a lot. I felt like a lot of people who should have made it shouldn't have, and who did make it shouldn't, or whatever way you want to go about it. But overall, it's still very exciting, and I love seeing the background and the openness of it.
Right on. Lisa, what about you?
I agree. What perfect timing to have Hawaii episodes right now. How nice to have that scenery and that backdrop and feel like we're on vacation right now as we're home. Like Hamza, I too disagreed with the judges on some of the people who were sent home. But overall, I enjoyed the show. It was a nice break from everything.
Well, since you're both on that topic, let's just dive right into that one, shall we? Let's talk about who were sad that they left. So the first one, Cameron Lee Smith. She sang a worship song because she's a worship leader. And I really thought she brought down the house. I felt like I was at worship. What did you think, Lisa?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if it was just they didn't like her making that choice as far as that type of song. I kind of got that feeling from Katie saying that, because Katie was raised in the church as well. Her father was a minister also. So she was kind of telling her, you know, she felt that she needed to make a different type of song choice as Katie moved into different types of music also. I don't know. I mean, she was being herself. If that's who she is and the type of music she likes to sing, I thought she did well, but I understand that it's a very specific type of music and not for everyone. So, but it was still sad to see her go, because I thought she sang it well.
For sure. Any thoughts on that one, Hamza?
You know, what's weird is being a Pakistani immigrant, I should not love worship songs as much as I do, but I love worship songs. I thought she did great. And they mentioned that she went safe, which to me, if you're performing and you don't know what to do, it's always best to go safe. However, this isn't performing. This is a competition, and safe in a competition is never a good thing. And that's why she got eliminated. Again, I disagree. Lisa, I'm sure you disagreed, but the judges got rid of her, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, I disagreed too, but I do understand where they're coming from. She did sing it like a worship song, as if she was doing worship, exactly that style. And so I get it. But the part that I love the most is that she was so positive through the entire thing. And she just kind of took that lightning at the end as a sign of like, that's all right. I got it. Here we go. Let's do it. So I think that was something that was really, really, really nice to be able to move on to the next person with, in just hopes that everyone was going to kind of behave that way. So I thought she was great.
And actually, even her family, yeah, even her family was really like supportive, even though she didn't make it through. They were all so positive, like you're saying. So that was refreshing to see. That was really nice.
Absolutely. Love her. All right. Let's move on to my favorite.
Yes.
And I don't know how this happened, but Gina left. Gina was swagged out. She had her puffy coat on. She was killing it style-wise. She chose Finesse by Bruno Mars, which is a really hype song, but I think that's where we went wrong, is that it wasn't that different of a version of it to really make it go that far. What did you think, Lisa?
I knew you were going to be disappointed that she didn't get through. I know she's been your girl since day one.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot going on. Like we've loved that Billie Eilish vibe that she's had going on throughout the competition, the different way of dressing. That's what makes her so special. But to do a Bruno Mars song then when she's dressed that way and like the way she was performing, for me, I wrote down like her song, her look, her voice, everything kind of clashed. It didn't go together. I think that was the wrong song choice for her.
Yeah.
It was a lot going on and didn't go well together, in my opinion.
You're right. Hamza?
Well, I just noticed, Lisa, your flower matches my shirt. I think we're matching today.
Oh,
I like it.
Nice.
Yes,
that
nice.
Always happens. That always happens just, with you two.
I know. I don't know what it is.
I know.
We share a closet. That's why.
Yes.
No, I love Gina's performance too. I thought it was a lot of fun. I think the reason I enjoyed it, and I think the reason it was so much fun for me, is because we're stuck in this isolation right now, and because we're being quarantined. That's the reason why I like the just enjoyment of it. It was just something fun to watch. But I guess from the judges' eyes, and Lisa, I agree with you. It was a lot of good stuff, but a lot of clashing good stuff. You know, it's like wearing an outfit and you wear nothing but Gucci all throughout. And it's all the same print all throughout, but you know it's not going to look good. Whereas if you wore just like one color and maybe one thing was Gucci, it stands out a little bit more. So yeah, the clashing of it probably killed it, but I enjoyed it again because I'm stuck inside and she made me turn up.
There we go. Gucci reference and all.
Gucci reference and all.
Okay, so the next person, I think we were all equally
felt shocked.
Some sort of something about, and that's
Mrs. Amber.
Amber Fielder?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Talk to me about it, Hamza. This
one got me. I was texting you guys ferociously. I think I texted you a little bit earlier because I saw it before you did. But she, her voice is so effortless. Like, it's so effortless for her to sing. So I feel like she could sing most things. And I'm not sure what it was. I don't even think the judges gave a good enough reason as to why she got eliminated. It took me by surprise. I thought maybe they were going to say two of us said yes, one said no. But they just cut her off and I didn't get it. Someone explain. Yeah.
I think, Lisa, honestly, I think it was the song choice because I have loved her too. And all the other songs that she sang were songs that she could belt. Like, remember when she did Rise Up?
True.
When she first came back after giving away her baby? I mean, I had chills the whole time. There was so much meaning and power and strength through that song. And a lot of the songs that she's done have been those types of like ballads. So this one was like fun, upbeat, different, but it didn't showcase her voice. But that being said, I can't believe the judges, like there's some people they let through tonight that maybe had an off night, but they know how good they are. I think they should have done that with her. You know, I didn't love her song choice, but she's so good. I can't believe they didn't give her a pass for tonight.
It was so, her story is so incredible and her, especially since it was all so timely, like she had the baby, she gave the baby up for adoption, and then here we are in Hawaii. I'm pretty sure that's months of time. And I know you can't play favorites like that, and it wouldn't be fair to do that. However, that is a lot on a person, so I really wish that she would have gotten to take it a little bit further.
I feel like she should have made it through, because if Lisa cannot explain it to us why, then it probably doesn't exist.
Then what happened? We don't know.
So, we don't know. We have no idea.
Can't figure it out. But what we do know is something about the fans that we got, Hamza. Tell us.
Man, I've been wanting to hear a lot of these fans and what you guys are doing during quarantine. I know that they stretched out American Idol. So in order for you guys to follow us, make sure you subscribe below, like, leave a comment. We want to interact a little bit more. We'd love to hear from you guys and just what you guys are doing to keep busy.
Absolutely. Speaking of, let me bump to the chat right now. So Tara Baltz, she said, Gina made a boo-boo. Which honestly, straight up, true.
Yeah.
And then she liked Amber too. Thank you, Tara, for chiming in. Everybody else in the chat, if you're just sitting there watching us, please chat whenever, leave us comments whenever. We appreciate. So let us move on to the surprises of the night. Yay. These surprises kind of got me a little shook. The first one, Louis Knight. Second week in a row. He's one of them that you're talking about, right? That they're letting people kind of go through based on some other stuff. This is the second week that he hasn't 100% brought it. What did you think about that, Hamza?
I think that the judges really want to like this guy. And I think we all do. Because again, Lisa, we mentioned last week, we remember his name amongst everyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's got to be something behind him that's great. He might be doubting himself. I think he just probably doesn't know how good he might be and just to trust himself and just do it. He seemed to be very nervous, which I didn't understand because he didn't seem that way at the beginning. I mean, what do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, I agree. I think he was nervous too, which is surprising. I thought it was really cute that he was barefoot. When I found out he was doing an Ed Sheeran song, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. But you're right. I think it was just the nerves got to him. He's in his head too much. But I'm glad the judges did give him a pass this week, you know.
For sure. Pretty but that was way too close though. Like
it was very close.
The performance I thought was good. Like his stage presence, that was good. And it looked like this is what he does, I thought.
Agreed.
But the singing was so, I think it's because the safety that he was trying to keep is what brought the level of like, whoa, down. Because there's a lot of parts in that song where he could have gone off and he didn't.
Agreed, Tina. I think he needs to bring some of the risk in the next one. If he doesn't bring something risky, try something different and like kind of surprise us, like, didn't know he can do that, it might be tough for him to continue at this point.
Yeah.
That you, being know, said, you know what though, I put?
Go ahead.
I put, so like, he's always, he's given us perfection in the past, I think. Yeah. And so he was still good tonight, but when you're used to seeing someone give you perfection, then I think that's the difference. I mean, if this is the first time you ever saw him perform and heard that, I mean, I think you'd think he's pretty good, but we've seen him be perfect. So
I think that's what we're comparing it to. That's kind of the same as us last week, right? Our perfection, Trino, is missing.
Yeah.
And now she's back and we're back to whole again.
Yes, we missed you, Trina. We missed you so much.
That was sad. You know what makes me the most sad about it?
What's
Arthur
that?
Arthur Gunn.
Arthur Gunn performed on Monday when I was gone. And then tonight, no sign of him.
Nope.
I know.
Anyway, hopefully next Sunday.
Did you like our Trina's Choice special, though?
Oh, it was really cute. Good. I probably cried during that, too, shockingly. Okay, so let's move on to Francisco. He was a surprise because out of absolutely nowhere, he opened up about why he has been a little shy, a little held back, and it sounds like he's just dealing with a lot of insecurities and kind of staying in his room a lot. What did you guys think when you heard that story? Were you as shocked as I was, Lisa?
I was, and it also does explain why he gets so nervous. Remember, he had a heartbeat like of 148 like heartbeat during auditions. It's like, okay, we understand nerves, but this, he was so nervous. And so now we get it. If he's been dealing with this insecurity and kind of isolating himself, it's understandable. I mean, him putting himself out there like that is very scary. So I don't know. It made me like him even more. And I put tonight, there he is. He's back. Like, I don't know. I think him getting his story out there and being able to let that go really helped him to shine tonight.
Right. Yeah, what do you think, Hamza?
His insecurities and stuff. I understand where he's coming from. I feel bad for him. It's hard to do that. I mean, much less performing, but competing, you know, if you don't believe in yourself 100%, it's hard to go hard in a competition. Whereas you'll see some people like Arthur Gunn, for example, last week, he was so sure of his music choices and what to tell the band to sing and play. He just went up there and was like, here, do this. Whereas I don't think Francisco can do that. One thing I did mention about Francisco while I was watching it, or I thought, was he was making all the older women as well, young, well as the younger girls kind of sob and cry during his songs. And that's the demographic you want to hit if you want to sell some CDs. So he's hitting the right demographic. He has good music talent overall. People tend to like him. So I don't know where his insecurities come from. You got to believe himself a little bit more.
Well, I think the thing we forget is that he's 19. I'm not sure I ever realized that.
I didn't think I realized that either.
Yeah.
Unless I read it wrong or looked at it wrong or.
No, you're right. I have that
something
too.
Something wrong. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 19. All a lot older. Of that makes complete sense because his voice is a lot older and his talent is a lot older.
More mature. Right.
Exactly. So, you know, confusion in life is one thing, and then being amazing at this is the other thing. And that's where people like us are like, but why is it still that way? Well, he's 19.
Yeah. Right.
So he gets a break, and I thought he really showed up tonight. And I'm glad he's still in it because I hope it just keeps him going.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Who else we got here? We Faith? Have Faith.
Yes. Yes.
Lisa. Okay. Just take it away.
Okay.
Lisa segment.
I don't even know what to say about Faith. Okay. I love her. I think from day one, when she auditioned, I know there were mixed reviews about her. I've liked her from day one, but I think she has a tendency to pick the wrong songs. You know, last week when she did the duet with Jovan, they did It's a Man's World. Oh my gosh, it was insane. They're both from Louisiana. They both brought the barbecue sauce. They were so soulful and bluesy. They killed it. That was one of my favorite duets of the night. So having that be her last performance and then her doing this tonight, Ain't Nobody, it's just such a random song choice. I think now that we've seen her really bluesy, soulful Louisiana side, I think she should stick to that type of music because this did not showcase her voice. I'm glad she made it through, but I don't know. The choices she makes sometimes are kind of risky.
Yeah. What do you think, Hamza?
You know, the wrong song choices is the theme of the night, it seems like. Everyone's picking terrible songs that don't really go with who they are. And yes, 100% with Faith, man. I don't know what it is. The girl can sing. The girl can sing, but what was it? Her song choice was just not good. It didn't showcase her talents at all. If anything, it took away from her talents. Mm-hmm. It's kind of boring overall. It was just, I don't know. I felt bad. I feel like she can do so much better, and she probably let herself down. But you said she made it through, so...
Yeah.
You know, she gets another chance and hopefully she can blow our minds the next time around.
See, the thing about it is that's one of my favorite songs ever. But you got to be ready to go when you're doing that song because it's a very simple lyrically. And so you got to blow it out when they give you a chance. And so she just didn't do it in the beginning. And so... not currently on the Faith train, Lisa, but hopefully she picks me up somewhere along
I'll
the way.
I'll convert you. I'll convert you.
Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. We really, really do. So the last thing in our surprises is the twist. They said at the beginning that we would find out what the twist is, and we did not. Now, I know we have predictions later, but I kind of want to talk about it now. Does anybody think they know what the twist is?
I'm not sure what the twist is, but I think what may have happened is because of the whole coronavirus situation, they had to split up episodes. I'm sure that some editing came into play where the twist wording was left in there, and then they couldn't show it to us in this episode because they might be saving it for next week's episode. That's just my guess on it, if I had to make a guess, because I don't see that big of an editing error being made on a show like this.
Yeah. I agree.
I think they're going to be able to bring someone back.
Ooh.
Now, do you think like just one contestant or from any time?
I don't know. Some sort of like judge's choice, some sort of a judge feels bad. So let's see what happens. That's what I think. Because what else would it be?
Right.
But I wish we would have been able to talk about it tonight. Since we can't, there's a lot more fun stuff to talk about it because we have our favorites.
Yay. That's the best part.
So Nick Mariko went first and opened up the show singing Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. And he sang it to his mom. Mm-hmm. What did we think? Lisa, you hit yourself in the heart.
That was so sweet. Yes, he said his mom is a huge Bruno Mars fan, so he was dedicating it to her. I thought it was interesting. He said his mom is his biggest fan, but also his toughest critic. So he really wanted to impress her and do well for her. And he killed it. It's so good to see his confidence. You know, remember, he's the one that left last year, the year before, when he made it through to Hollywood Week. He felt he wasn't prepared, so he voluntarily left. And you can tell he's just come into his own now. He looked cool. He sounded cool. He was a pro up there. He did great.
For sure. Hamza?
I might have a little bit of a difference in opinion. I did like the fact he sang it to his mom. It showed a little bit of human side to him. The one thing I've been getting from him from the beginning that I do not really enjoy, and the reason I haven't been able to enjoy him yet, is because it feels very artificial. I feel like he's trying to put on a show. This is what a performer should do. This is what a performer should sing. This is how I should stand. Let me move three steps this way, then three steps back this way. And it just seems so, like, I don't know, done up in a way. It doesn't seem authentic. So I'm not enjoying it at all. That's my opinion on it.
Interesting.
Well, that's sad. Because I love it.
Good.
I think he's great. I think that he just got really thrown off by, you know, when Lionel Richie says to you, I don't like you.
Oh, me and Lionel again.
Yeah, just scared. You and Lionel, BFFs over there, same brain. But I thought he was great. But moving on to Mr. Dwayne Crocker Jr., who was the one who brought his grandma, right, to the auditions. And now he's back. He's back with Lil Nas X's Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Really amazing, amazing version of that. Hamza, take it. Hamza was texting us.
Yes.
Lyrics to the song.
Yes, I saw it. That's not even a song that I really enjoyed that much. You know, it's a cool, catchy song, but I love his voice, man. This guy's voice is amazing. I like to hear him sing many of things because that's not one of those songs you would think an American Idol person would sing because it doesn't showcase vocals that much, right? So he did a great job with it. He killed it. One critique, small. He said he wanted to put a little reggae twist on it. I didn't hear much of a reggae twist on it other than drums in the back, maybe. But, you know, I still loved it. I think it was great. Good for him.
Lisa?
Lisa agrees.
I completely agree. And his showmanship was amazing tonight. You know, something interesting about him is back in the auditions, I thought his great grandma kind of showed him up a little, like all the focus was on her because she was so cool. And I don't think he had the best audition, but you know, he got through and tonight showed how talented he is. I think this is the best we've ever seen him. Like you said, Hamza, what an interesting song choice. And he killed it. Like he made it sound amazing. And just, I love it. He tipped his hat at his great grandma. He was playing to the crowd. It was so entertaining and enjoyable. All the judges jumped up and were dancing around. This was his night for sure.
Yep. Bravo.
Totally, totally, totally agree.
Yeah.
And I thought he was singing pretty effortlessly and just really taking the stage. And I think he's just going to keep getting better because you're right. His grandma, his great grandma did show him up at the audition. And I think it was meant to do that. And he was a little bit lucky maybe that she did that. And so, yeah, hopefully he keeps getting better. Moving on to Mr. Jovan Webb, total favorite, one of Lisa's favorites. Yes. Lisa, I'll let you take it away.
Jovan, his voice is a time capsule to me. I swear, like you can close your eyes, you can hear him singing and you feel like you're listening to a 60s soul singer. I don't know. It just, he's so amazing to me because his voice is like a time capsule, but yet he can sing right now and be relevant. And I feel like we don't really have any singers like him right now that are just bringing that pain, that story, that grit. He's so amazing. And I just love that you can hear him at any time throughout history and that his voice will always be relevant. He's so good. So good.
Exactly. Hamza?
I'll agree with Lisa. I thought about Lisa this entire time when he was singing, because I know that you love his voice. One thing I picked up this episode around and is that they don't showcase much about him. They don't show much of his past or where he comes from or anything like that. There's not much pulling on the heartstrings. It's just simply his voice. His voice is such a, like, it's such a gift. It's very timeless, like you said. He has a beautiful way of singing. I think he can sing most songs and make them enjoyable. One thing I loved about this segment this time around was his son. His kid was so freaking adorable. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, family man, I like it. We're seeing a little bit more of his in-depth personal life and just a beautiful kid overall. Good for him. Keep it going. And I can't wait to see what he does next week.
Yeah,
for sure. Just a quick chime in. Tara in the chat, Hamza, agrees with you. She does not like Nick either.
Tara, you're one of the best. I see you. I see you right now. Okay.
Just double tap. Moving on to our final favorite of the night, the real hero of the entire evening, Sam. She went wild.
Give Just Sam the crown. Oh my God. Yeah. Call it a day.
Even happen? She sings a Selena song.
What? Yep.
One of the Selena songs that's all in Spanish.
Yes.
And she comes out in new threads. Yep. Just like looking glowing. Like a superstar. Now, again, I know she's all of our favorites, but Lisa, tell us. What'd you think?
My jaw was to the floor the whole time. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, just when I think I can't love Sam anymore, here she comes out. Like you said, like, amazing that she chose to sing in Spanish. Like, incredible. She sounded so good. She looked amazing. This total metamorphosis, as Katie said. You know, it's interesting. Lionel said the next day when she came for her judgment, he said, "Just Sam, there's nothing just about that outfit." Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, Just Sam, there's nothing just about Sam. Like, there is nothing just about her. She is so good. Lionel also said that he couldn't be more proud if he was her own dad. And I think we all feel that way. I mean, I think we're all like so proud of her. That was incredible.
All three of us feel like we're her dad. I know. I love Justin. Wow. You know, one thing she said that it kind of tugged at my heartstrings a little. She said something along the lines of it's the first time I felt, I think, pretty, she said, or something like that. Yeah. And oh my God, like it killed me because I thought she was just beautiful from the day I first saw her. And I like people's energies. I don't think she realizes her energy is just so strong and so beautiful. Her aura is so like there, you know, and she's 20 years old. My God, man, I cannot wait to, I'm calling her the winner. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm calling her the winner of this American Idol season.
Wow. I do not disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Completely forgot she was 20 years old. What the heck? I was just as shocked. And she sang every word as if she was fluent. And the whole thing was effortless. I'm sure for her, that was the scariest part of the whole thing, just the words itself. But everything else to her was like, I've been singing this song in my grandma's house forever. So let's show them what we can really do. Absolutely insane. She's a hero. Yep. And
very smart too, picking up a whole new type of fan base as well, like reaching out to people that may not even thought about listening to her music, like very smart. Good thing.
That's it. And you know, unrecognizable, which of course we could say this or that about. I do miss a little bit of, you know, exactly who she is, exactly where she comes from, but everybody is allowed to have a million sides, and I love that she is taking advantage of the moment and showing us. She showed us three different sides tonight, and it was awesome.
Agreed.
I loved it.
Yes.
Well, those were our favorites of the evening. Arthur Gunn wasn't one of them because he wasn't on the show.
Sorry, Trina.
Not going to get over it anytime soon. But with that, let's move on to Humza's special segment that he has for you guys.
What can this special segment be about? Oh my God, it's the quarantine. That's what everyone keeps talking about. So yes, I have a question for you guys. I kind of want to know a little bit about while we're in this quarantine, name something that you guys are missing on a day-to-day basis. And also, what's something that you didn't realize that you liked about the quarantine, or something that you got out of it just by having to be indoors so much?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Good. That's a really good question, Humza. Thank you for that. I miss my brother the most. He's in Santa Barbara and he works at a supermarket. So he's on the front lines right now every day with very little protection. So my brother and I are very close. So I miss him, you know. I'm looking forward to when I can see him and I know he's healthy and protected again. So my brother Vic is what I miss most about the quarantine.
Thank you, Vic.
Thank you, Vic. Thank you. Love you, Vic. What I'm enjoying about this is, if we can have something to enjoy, lemonade out of lemons, I'm getting to organize a lot and clean, and I am trying to maintain my fitness while I'm here. So I love like kickboxing. And so there's a lot of great kickboxing classes that I'm able to take remotely through YouTube and everything. So, so it is, you know, nice to still be able to work on my fitness while I'm home. So nice. I'm enjoying that.
Lisa, we'll have to do a kickbox Zoom class, the three of us.
Yes.
Why do I always get pulled into stuff?
Sorry for including you in our group stuff. So, Trina, what do you like so far about the quarantine, and what do you miss so far about the quarantine?
I miss just being able to do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it. I think we don't realize that that's what we're doing. But in just day-to-day life, you really are getting up and doing kind of whatever you want aside from work, whatever work time is.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other time periods in the day where you would make choices to literally go get ice cream. And that is just not a thing. And so that really sucks.
Right. I mean, we got to find something you like about it, right? So what is
100%. I like probably 50% of it. I don't hate all of it. I like being able to just chill and watch K-dramas whenever I want.
Much needed downtime.
So much, but yeah, it catches up and then you go a little crazy, but then you calm back down. And so that gives you a lot of time to think about what's going on, about the future in a good way, or about things that you need to try to figure out and get accomplished. And so it's a lot of time to be creative. Mm-hmm. And I am appreciating that part about it.
Very much. Good point. Thank you. Yeah. Good point. Good point. I'll keep mine short and quick because I know we're running out of time. One thing I'm missing is nature. I miss being outside. Yeah. I miss the beach. I miss hiking. I miss seeing bugs and stuff. I just miss nature. Yeah. One good thing, however, is something I've been putting aside for like two years now is my screenplay. I started writing a screenplay, stopped writing in the middle of it. And I finally get a chance to finish it. And I'm trying to make it into a TV show now versus an actual movie. So finding some new fun things to do there. Who knows what'll come out with it at the end of the month.
Ooh, congrats.
That's so fun. That's definitely the best part. When you put something down and then you have no excuse but to pick it back up.
Correct. And any grocery store scene, I'm going to make sure the person in the grocery store is named Vic.
Aww, Vic doing this part for us.
A special shout out to you, Vic.
Thank you, Vic.
Thank you. Oh, and Hamza, I have some nature here for you if you're missing.
I love it. I love it. Thought it was lettuce, but great.
There we go. She did it for you. So, news. We've got lots of different things to talk about. Miss Lisa, take it away.
So with the fate of American Idol's live episodes still uncertain, ABC is adjusting its schedule. Starting this week, Idol is returning to airing only Sunday nights, so there won't be a show tomorrow night, and there will be no other Monday episodes for the foreseeable future. Next Sunday's second Hawaii episode will be Idol's final taped show, and then Sunday, April 12th and Sunday, April 19th, ABC is airing a two-part special entitled American Idol, This Is Me. As far as what happens after the show on April 19th, we'll just have to wait and see. It's all up in the air right now. Yeah. As we talked about before, the Academy of Country Music was set to have the ACM Awards show in Vegas next Sunday, April 5th. The awards show has been postponed until September, but the Academy will be airing a special on Sunday on CBS with the artists performing some of their favorite songs acoustically from their homes.
Ooh.
There's this, theme of the show is no stadium, no stage, just you and the artists and the music. And the special will be a mixture of home performances and clips from past ACMs. Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban are just some of the Idol family that are going to be performing. And this will be airing next Sunday, the same time as American Idol. So you can record that and watch that later so that you can be caught up on your American Idol.
Good point.
And current Idol contestant Louis Knight, who lost his best friend Russell to suicide, is selling t-shirts to benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, AFSP. His brother Max designed the shirts, and they're $20 each. You can buy them on his website, louisknightmusic.com, or through the link on his Instagram. 100% of the proceeds from the Team Louis t-shirts go to the AFSP. The AFSP is the nation's largest nonprofit dedicated to saving lives and bringing hope to those affected by suicide. Right now on their website and social media, they have resources on how to manage mental health during the coronavirus pandemic. AFSP.org is their website. If you're feeling overwhelmed by what's going on right now and need someone to talk to, you can text their crisis line by texting the word TALK to 741-741, or you can call their lifeline at 800-273-TALK. So there are resources out there if you're feeling overwhelmed right now and need someone to talk to.
You can talk to me too if you guys want.
Hamza is a good one to talk to.
Yes, he is.
I talk a lot.
Well, thank you for all of that, Lisa. We will keep everyone posted on what's happening with American Idol, when you can tune in, and of course what Louis Knight is doing is incredible. So please, please, please check that out. I want to give one more shout out to the chat room. Tara has told us what she misses about being out of quarantine and what she likes.
Oh, do
she,
tell.
She misses going out to eat, and she likes that she has time to take ukulele lessons.
Ooh.
Nice.
You know what? Post a video of you playing the ukulele for us and tag us so that way I'll put it on the show. Just send us a video.
Perfect. That'd be great. All right, guys, let's move on to predictions for next week. Hamza, what you got?
I predict we're going to see Arthur Gunn next week, and I predict for some reason you're not going to be here, are you?
Oh, no. I'll be here.
No, just more great performances. A lot of people I kind of miss, which Arthur was one of them. Genevieve is another. I'm hoping to see them next week. I'm hoping they blow me out the water. I know they will. And just seeing everyone in the crowd in Hawaii, man, just makes me miss the gatherings. But it's a nice, refreshing difference to see everyone kind of joining together in old episodes. But still, excited to see that.
For sure. What about you, Lisa?
Agreed. Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to having another Hawaii episode. Feeling the aloha, and we need that right now. I think we're going to have some more surprises. I bet we're going to see more people who we've really liked throughout the competition, unfortunately, be let go. I hope not, but that seems to be what's happening. And they have to cut it down to the top 20 after the next episode anyway. So we do have to see a lot of people go home.
That's a lot. I thought it was crazy when we were from 40 to 20. I did not realize. I'm with you guys. I think that we are going to see a lot of the people that we like and be really sad for some of the people that we wanted to see in the live shows. I think the twist hopefully will come out right at the beginning. I'm just going to say it's going to come out at the beginning so that we find out right away. I'm excited for whatever it is, though, because it'll give the show a little bit of spice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I predict that Arthur Gunn is going to kill it and he's going to win. And that is all I have for predictions. Anything else you guys want to share about tonight's episode that we missed?
I'm just so happy it was in Hawaii. Really, we needed this. And I hope you're all feeling the aloha spirit too.
Your foliage. So much.
I love it. I love the foliage. That's great. I mean, that was great for me too. I love the episode. I love being in Hawaii with you guys here. I promise this is real in the background. but no, I'm excited to see more episodes coming through. At least we have something to do and I'm loving it.
Absolutely. Where can everyone find you guys online, Lisa?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy, Lisa 2 M's ASI.
And for me, Twitter and Instagram, it's Humza _ Mania. Humza's HUMZA _ MANIA Mania, both Instagram and Twitter.
And y'all can find me at Hey Trina Dong on both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of the American Idol After Show. We will see you guys next Sunday, not tomorrow, but next Sunday, with the final judgment week in Hawaii. Thanks everybody so much, and we will see you then.
Love.
Aloha.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.